Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Gemara before on the Banim of Sadi Ches Amid Beis was Mashiach that the Eser Shulchanus was betrayed Dori. Today we're doing the Sugya on Daf Sadi Tes Amid Aleph that the Gemara says Bishleim Eleman Diyam Esafim V'Dorim Asishapir Shishulchan the Moshe Haya Beemsa. Avlaman Diyoma Mizuch Lemariv. As it'll come out that one Shulchan will be Bedarim. And the Gemara is Miyashi Laman Diyoma Zeh. That the Shulchan of Moshe wasn't Beemsa. El Yoysa Gvayo Katamara Yoshev Lefnei Rabbi. So Noidi Bihuda in Madura Tinyana Archaim Simin Kov Chov Beis is Mechiach that Rak according to the man the Yomer of Mizrach Umariv, the Gemara says one was Yosef Gvoya. Of according to the man the Yomer Acher, it had to be Emsa. Ayin Sham the Hechrich because of the space. Lefize comes out, there are two Machloiksim that Aleph, how you misadu the shulchanos, mi mizul amayriv, or mitzafin ladarim. Beis, it comes out nocha machlekes, if the shulchan the moisha was be'emsa, or it was on top. But according to both man the yomrim, the shulchan the moisha was in a makam ifneyatma. The question was it be'emsa, or was it on top? As Lechayra Bishleim Lefi the Man the Yomar, that they were only Makriv Anshal Moshe, and it was more Choshev. As Lefi Zez Asi Shaper, why they were Koivei on Makom Bifnei Atzmoy for it to mar on its Chshivos. So Befrat, if you learn Ketamara Yeshe Bifnei Rabbi Laharis, that it's more Choshev than all the other Shulchanas, they're just Ketamid. According to the other Man the Yomar, who says they were Makriv on any one of them, as what was the chshivis of Shulchan al Shal Moshe that they made these hevdelim? Lamaisa, you see in Taisis Divrei Hamasal Che Dori Nochachilik that there's a din that the menorah has to be noichach as Shulchan. Nahainu, the menorah has to see the Shulchan. And Taisis learns it's only in the Shulchan Shal Moshe. It's Mashmin Taisis, it's L'chol HaTanoim. It's L'chol HaBishleim, according to the Man D'Yama, they were Makriv, Dafka, they were Mesade, Dafka, and Shulchan Shal Moshe, that's why it was Choshev. But according to the other Man D'Yama, what's the Cheshivis of Shulchan Shal Moshe that we find there are different Dinim that are Noyiv Ba? As if you could say, because Moshe made it, it's more Choshev, it's more Kaddish. Abulafiza, what will be if the one that Moshe made would be Nishper and they would make another one? As then it wouldn't be more Choshev. It's a little bit of a Chiddush. Abba, actually, you could learn differently. You could learn that Hagufa, that one of them, there was a Hevdo between 1 and 10. As a Mela, that which they were Kaved in a Makom Bifnei Atzmai, that gave it a separate chshivas. Kilo, they were machshev one more than 10 to be mara, that kilo meikah the dina, there's one, and 10 are a safa. As the fizek comes out, even after the kol b'ksav of Shlomo HaMelech, but still, there's a hevdel between the 1 and the 10. That's what you see. The gam yesh loden, what would be, according to the man the Yomar, they were krivu b'shel Moshe, im nishba shel Moshe, and they had to make another one. As then you could be makriv al kulam, not mashma. According to that man the Yomar, you have to say that they would have been kaveya one and said, this is the ikar, and the other 10 are as the isafis. As the same way you do that, according to the man the Yomar, that you're makriv on shel Moshe, l'chayru hu adin, according to the other man the Yomar, you could say they were koiveya, that one was, this is the one ikar, and the other one were tenoi sophis. L'chayru comes out of the Gemara, an interesting nekuda, that even though there was a kol b'ksav, but it wasn't on the same madrigas. There were still levels, the shulchan and the hisafis. Noch in Akuda, in the Yesu Shulchanis, is there's a machlekes tanoim in Sidru v'edliku b'shel kulam, shittus abelazah ben shamoya, netane kamo holds, they only did rak al shel moisha. As Rashi and the Rabbeinu Gershom say chiddush, the gamla man the yomash sidru al kulam doesn't mean that they were sidru al kulam ka'achas, all at the same time. It means that they could have done on any one of the shulchanas that they wanted. M'chein is meduyik in Taisis divra maschot shreidari sha'ama kulan ro'i l'shiras. Mashma, that they were ro'i, not that they did it at the same time. As l'chayra chein is meduyik in the Mishnah, Tzadik Tesam in Beis, that says there was stay koyanim shabiyonim shtei starim umuvur Shaloi haye yaiser lechemize. With Pashtis, as Lachaira, you see that they only had one Seder of Lechem. Unless you'll say that the Mishnah is going, according to the Mandi Yama, the Tana, that they were only Seder al Chan Mehem. A little bit of mashmois in the Mishnah that way, because the Mishnah's mashma that they were seder, the lashon of the Mishnah is they were seder al chan mehem. It's a chiddush that the Stam Mishnah is only going according to one of the Tanoim. As if you learn the Mishnah is going according to one Mandiyam, you don't have a diyuk from the Mishnah. But if you learn the Mishnah is going according to both Mandiyamrim, as then you would have a diyuk from the Mishnah like Shitas Rashi. As Rashi, the Rabbeinu Gershom, the Taisvis, they all learn that it doesn't mean that you have 10 on all 10 Shulchanas at the same time. It means they did it on one out of the 10. Of the Chayk Nasan is maybe a Yalgat Shemayni, a Malachim, a Kuf Pei Hei, that they were Madlik on all of them, they were Masada on all of them, they just did Shal Moshe Tchila. Vzeh Delay Kari Shainim. Nechayra, this isn't like the Rishonim, as the marker of the Yalkut Shemayni is in the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Sha'imel Vashulchanos V'aleihem Lechem Apanim, and the Menaira Vesa Menairas Veneiras Seha Levaram Kimishpatam. Lefi Rashi in the Rabbeinu Gershom, you have to learn that the Pasuk means not at the same time, meaning it was on Shulchanis, Amal on one, Amal on the other one, and the Menorahs, all of them were Nizbar, they were lit, Amal one, Amal the other one, the Maisachin is Muchach, and the Mandi Amacher, and the Gemara on Tzadik Tes Amid Beis, that he learns it's going on the Shulchanis Sheba'ulam. What does it mean that you put it on the Shulchanas? It means the Shulchanas Sheba'ulam and the Shulchan which is inside. And it was done at different times. Do you see the Pasuk could mean at different times? Oh. It's the Pashas of the Pasuk, Zuchas Mashma, like the Yalkut Shemayni of Rashi and the other Rishonim learn not that way. As the Shaila is what's Pshat. Shaila is, what's the time that Rashi, Rabbeinu Gershom, and Tosis learned not like the Yalkut Shemayni, and they hold they were only Masada on one of them, even according to the Mandi Yomar that you could do Al Kulam. So we try to make a diyuk from the Mishnah, what we done, maybe the Mishnah is going according to the Mandi Yomar, but that even if we have a diyuk from the Mishnah, what's the Hezbo, what's the time? As the Keren Aira, the Tveris Yisrael, they want to say Yisfara, because it only says in the Torah, Lasis Yud Beis Lechomim. It says that you should make one Seder of Lechem. As is the Issa Bal Toysif, Lohoysif. Lomaisa, Yesh Lodnam, what they're saying, we already saw on the Afsali Chesam Beis, the Rebbeinu Bechayim Pashas Chuma is, that how was Shloima able to be Moisif Shulchanes, or Bal Toysif? And the answer is because there was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. As you could learn that in the Zelba Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that says you make more Shulchanis, as the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai in saying you make more Shulchanis, is nichlan there that you put more lechem too.
Yeah.
And in Rashi, there's no misayra on the halacha l'mayishim yisinez. Mehichetes in Rashi in the Rabbeinu Gershom, that there wasn't such a halacha l'mayishim yisinez. However, you could be machalik, and you could say that the only thing we find between the Mikdash and the Mishkan is Hevdelem and the Kelem, like the Aruch Chaim points out. But we didn't find chilek in the Avodas. As Bishleimer to say that there's halacha l'moshe Sinai, that there was a difference in the Binyan, in the Kelem, as that we find such halacha l'moshe Sinai. But to say that there's a difference in the Avoida that we haven't found in another place, as it's not mistabir, as if it's not mistabir, as the Torah only says one Seder of Lechem. Well, the Fiza is doch good. We could say that Enochinami, the Makkah of Rashi and Bene Gashem, because the Torah only says Yudbeis Lechomim, not more than that, as Mechate said, there's more. And to say there's Halacha, we don't find Halacha, is that a Mishana the Avoida. It'll be the Hezber in Rashi. What's pshat in the Mandi Yomal that it says they were loyi krivo al ashar? Why weren't they makriv on the shar? As in Tosis Divya Maslo Trey Doiri, he brings a Yushalmi that says because the Reish Ashura was samach the tzvaini u bedoichik. And Tosis is not clear, so what's wrong if it's against the wall? Why can't you be makriv? As Efsha, because there's a din that you have to be moshach ben hakoysel a certain amount. The shal of its makiv da krova, but Ulai Tosis learns that way. Another Aran Tosis v'shem the Yerushalmi is okay. As the shulchan, which is mamish next to the wall, you can't be makter on. But why is that a reason why you can't be makter on the rest of them? Yeah. But Efsha, once we know you can't be makter on one of them, as we assume who are then on the rest, yeah. You have to know, but kach kosev b'toisis. Reb Chaim in the new stensloch, he says a different pshat. He says the tzivu of the Torah l'sader alechem was nema on the shulchan shal Moshe. As even though we have halacha l'Moshe Sinai, there are other shulchanis, but that's halacha l'Moshe Sinai. But what it says in the Torah was said on the shulchan shal Moshe. Because the mitzvah that was said on the Torah was on the Shulchan Shal Moshe. Granted, there's halacha, you moisif, but it doesn't change what the mitzvah on the Torah was said on. Yeah. The other man, the Yama, holds that both halacha, and it was Megala, that these are also Shulchanas. Because even though the mitzvah was said on the one of Moshe, but still, the halacha could be Megala on the Torah. Granted, Reb Chaim in Sefer himself, one place says there's two kinds of halachas. There's some halachas that are magala on the Torah and some halachas that are moisif on the Torah. Ulai you could learn that's together over here. The machloikis had to learn up the halacha over here. The Gemara yes, in the pasuk it's mashma they were misada on all the shulchanos. Bishleim lefi the man diyam that you could be misada al kul on the pasuk is good, but according to the man diyamar, that you could only be misada on Shal Moshe. What pshat in the pasuk Ashulchanos Asher Aleihem Lechem upon him? The Gemara answers that the kavanah is l'shulchanos shebeulam shesidu aleihem, like the Mishnah says on Sadik Tes Amid Beis. Zayin Rashi on Sadik Tes Amid Beis Divrei Hamasal al Pesach Habayis. Rashi's mefarish what's taka l'pshat that they put it on the Shulchan and Shabbat before they went, why didn't they bring it right away? Azak Rashi, because it wanted to show the din of Malam B'Kodesh Valoi Mayrida. As near the Pshan in Rashi is because if you put it in a Makam Pachus and then you bring it to a Makam that's more Chashiv, as then you mara on the chshivas of the lechem, on the chshivas of the mitzvah, and it's an extra cover to the mitzvah. As the din of malim b'kodesh v'loi mayridin is by being malim b'kodesh, you're giving cover to the mitzvah. As a mele, they bedavka wanted to give cover to the mitzvah. As a mele, they did on a shulchan pachas, and afterwards on a shulchan yoyser type. Well, that's lefi Rashi, that they were on the way to bring it bifnim, and they just stopped off to show Malim Bekoidesh Veloy my reading. The Russian Talmud, Alamed Aleph Amid Beis, L'choira learns differently. He says that they put it in after the Afiyah, and later on when they did the Avoida, as then they took it into the Bifnim. Because the Afiyah and the Avoida was at two different times. L'choira L'fi Dvarav, there's no Hechruch that they put it down, Mishum, Ma'ilim Bekoidesh V'loi Moiridin. The din of Ma'ilim Bekoidesh V'loi Moiridin, which is brought down in Agamar, what they put it on the Pachos de Kosholchon, the Makar is the Mishnah, on Tzadik Tesamid Beis, that says the Klal of Ma'ilim Bekoidesh V'loi Moiridin. The Maisa we find in other places in Shas, the Dugma in Shabbos Chafala from Amid Beis, that Beisil holds on Ner Chanukah, your Moisef and Ner Kol Laila, the Loike Beis Shammai that holds you start off you light 8 and then 7, 6. No, Beisil holds you light 1, then 2, then 3, like we do. Why? Because Ma'ilim Bekoidesh V'loi Maridin. Another place we find it is in the Mishnah Megillah on Daf Chafei Amid Beis, Chavav Amid Aleph, that you can't sell something which is Kaddish Yoiser and use the mice for something which is Pachas Kaddish, like for a Sefer Torah, you can't use it for a Bima. If you sell a Sefer Torah, you can't use the money to buy a Bima. Rashi says, because Ma'ilim Bekoidesh V'ein Ma'iridin. And the third seer we have it is in our sugya, when it's nice in the Lechem ala Kesef, Shulchan Shulch Kesef, V'achar Kach, you put it on Shulchan Shul Zav. However, we want to be madgish that in our chiddush, it's a much bigger chiddush than the other places that you have ma'ilim bekoidesh v'loi ma'iridin. Why? Because in the other places, the anhaga ma'ilim bekoidesh v'loi ma'iridin is in the guf ha-mitzvah, in the guf ha-davish of Ekdusha. If you're going by the Ner Chanukah, it's talking about in the Neiris, in the Kedushas Sefer Torah, it's talking about the Sefer Torah itself. Avakan, the Nidin is not in the Lechem. The Nidin is on what you're putting the Lechem on, which is only a Hidden Mitzvah Ba'alma. L'chayra, there was no Kiyum Mitzvah in what they put the Lechem on a Shulchan Sheba'ulam. There's no Din to put it there. Now what is it? It's a Hidden Ba'alma. Nafilu Hachi, it's Mavur in the Gemara, that there is a din of Ma'ilim Bekoidesh V'loi Ma'iridin. So that's an itais of chiddush that you see in a sugya. Fize, you could say, that's why only in the Gemara over here, the Gemara asks Minayin Ma'ilim Bekoidesh V'loi Ma'iridin. Why doesn't the Gemara ask it in the other places? As you could learn, because over here it's much more mechudish. As over here we ask, what's the makar for such a din? And Efshei Nochinami, in other places it's a Svara. Befrat, you could be Maisif in the Mahalach of Sheni of Rashi. As how do you know from the Pasuk of Moshe that Ma'ilim Bekoidesh V'loi Meiridin? It's Rashi in the Mahalach of Sheni. It's a Shita or Beinu Gershom also. Rashi says, because Moshe was Isaac in HaKomis HaMishkin, V'loi Niach HaNoshem HaChem La'asik Boy. So over here, meaning Moshe is a more Kaddish Dika person, and it would have been a Yerida and Kedusha to let another person be Isaac in the Vinyan. Over here, we're not talking about a Maila in the Guva Mitzvah. It's a Zayta Gezach. It's more covered to the Mitzvah to have an Ish Kaddish be Isaac in it. And Afilu Achi, you see the din of Maila Mekaddish Olai Meiridin. So if you're that Mahalach, it's Gogishmak. You don't have to say, because only over here it's Muchach, it's Gzeiras HaKosiv, but you could say that in the Gzeiras HaKosiv you see that the Ma'ilim Bekoidesh is even on a Zayta Gezach. Because that's why the Gemara, the Dafka over here, brings it in. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Sadik Zayin Ois Vav has an interesting question. We see in the Gemara that the din of Ma'ilim Bekoidesh V'loi Ma'iridin says that if you put on the Shulchan Shal Kesef, afterwards you put it on Shal Zav. Of effect, as the Lechem Panim was made in the Tfur Shal Zav, as how could you put it afterwards on a Shulchan Shal Kesef? There's a din of Ein Ma'iridin. nearly Yashiv, that being that the tfus that you made the lechem and the shulchan is a different kli, and each kli has a different shimush, as each one is we look at it as an inyan bifnei atzmai. It's only when they're both shulchanis and one of them is more chashiv, as then you could say there's a word of ma'alim b'kodesh v'loim my reader. Because you're using the same kind of kli and you use more chashiv. And when it's a different shimush and a different kind of a kli, you don't find over there that you have a din of ma'alim b'kodesh v'loim my reader. The Gemara over here brings a makar b'fnei atzmai to the din of ein ma'iridim in the pasuk by Moshe by Hakamas Mishkan, and it may be a different makar to the din of malin, be the machtes of Adas Kairach, as before in the Gemara that it's shtei dinim nifradim. So what's the shtei dinim nifradim? You could be masber that in the Mishnah Megillah Chafei Amid Beis is mavur that the din of Ein Mayriden is a Issa Mashenkin the din of Malin. All you see in the Pasuk is it's a mitzvah, it's not mukhruf, but it's a chiv, there's a Issa if you don't do it. So fize you could be yashiv the shayla of the Turi Evan in Megillah Daf Chafei Amid Beis, that he is, that once you have a din of Malim B'Kodesh, is what do you need a Pasuk of Ein Mayriden? If you're Malim B'Kodesh, Kol Shkein, you're Ein Mayriden. Lefize is good, because the Pasuk Hasheni is Mechadesh Adin Yoysa Chama, that you're over an Issa. Hashenkin, the din of Malin, is only a mitzvah Baalma. In the Agada to Gemara, on the bottom of the Yomer Aleph, Rabbi Yosef is loymed. Mimasha shivrei mulachis, shivrei luchis is munachim ba'arin, shetalmud chacham sheshokach talmudai, loynoi gimbai minig bizayin. The pashtis, you could understand it then, that being that one time it was written on the luchis of the Torah, as even though the shivrei luchis, but being that one time it had a maila, as you should be mechaberit. And who adin you can learn by a Talmud Chacham sheshachach Talmudai. And even though now he's not a Talmud Chacham, but being that one time he was a Talmud Chacham, you're mechuyev to mechaber him because one time he was a Talmud Chacham. In the Maral, that he learns a Tifra Pshat in the Gemara, he wants to learn that the Naga covered is not because once upon a time it was, but even after it's nishba the luchos, it still has a shame of the original kedusha. It still has the roishim and the shirayim of the original kedusha. It's even though it was nishbar, but it still has a shame luchos. And hu adin by a talmud chacham the same thing. Even though he shakach talmudai, but it's not paka the roishim of Torah that the Torah had on the person. As the Torah still has a reshim on the person, it's still nisha b'miksas. As mameila, it's mechayiv, it didn't covered even now. As the Gemara in the Hemshech says, that it's only when it's shachach machmas oinsei. What's the purish of machmas oinsei? It's vashim brachas tav chesam et aleph, is mazbil, sha'oinis was that he was nechla, and that's what caused him to forget, oi shahayitarid b'parnasa. The Mavur and Rashi, that when you tarid in Yonim Achirim, it causes you to forget Torah. You're an oinus, it's going to happen. The Gemara's Mavur, as the Shaila is Luchaira. My nafkamina, if it's Ayyidei Oynis or it's not Ayyidei Oynis. Once he was a Talmud Chacham, he was a Talmud Chacham. So who cares if it's Machmas Oynis or not? Only when it's Machmas Oynis you have a Chiyav Lekavdoi. Why? As the Fidah Maral, you could say that if someone's Goyrim, that he should be forget his Torah, as then the Torah doesn't make a Roshim on him anymore. When he's Nenas, as the Shem Torah is still on him. But when he kilu was misalik the Torah, he specifically went ahead and made that he should forget, as then it's paka from him the reishim of the Torah. If you learn the other pshat, that it's because once upon a time he was a Talmud Chacham, as even now you have a shame covered, as then you have to explain the Gemara, that if he's Pesheya in losing the Maila of Talmud Chacham, as Im Kain, as you can't be Mechayev people to be noigin him with a Talmud Chacham, if he went ahead and made himself Ice Talmud Chacham, as people are going to be Mechaber him that he was a Talmud Chacham once. It's a Chiddush. The Lashon of the Gemara is Einoigin by Minig Bizayin. It's Meduyik in the Gemara. It's not the same level of kibbutz as a Talmud Chacham. Just, you're not noig by Bizayin. Ulai, you could be matched the diik, that if you're not going to be noig, the normal kibbutz of a Talmud Chacham, does goof as a Bizayin. The Marshal, he had someone for all his years, everyone stood up for him, everyone gave him kibbudim. Now he forgets his learning, no one gives him kibbud. Das guf is a bizayin. Efshah, that's pshat. The Gemara then goes on and handles another drasha from the Indian of Shviras Aluchas. As the Gemara darshins, Asher Shibalta. From Asher Shibalta. As Rashi and Shabbos Taf Pei Zayin and Yevamis Taf Samach Beis is Masbel, that the Jerush is Miloshen Asher, which is Mashma Miloshen Isher, is Mashma that Hashem gave a Isher to the Shvira Saluchas. So Fizah's Gishmak, what the Gemara said, Hashem said to Moshe, Yasher Koichacha, that you were Shaver, Yasher is Miloshen Isher, like the Loshen of the Pasik. The Ramban is on Rashi and Shabbos, at the word Asher is many times in the Torah, and we don't always dashen it to mean Asher, that Hashem gave an Isher. That's why over here we dashening it. Zoran says in Rashi, because Be'emes the words Asher Shibalta is an extra word. As Mishum said, we dashen it. The Ramban is Cholek on Rashi, and he learns the Drasha is not from the words Asher, but from the fact that the Shivrei Luchos Amunach in the Aron together with the regular Luchos, if it was an Avera which he broke the Luchos, as we have a Klal and Shah saying Katega Nasa Sanega, we wouldn't put a Maisa Avera together with the Kaddish Diga Luchos. As in Kain, it's Muchach that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do an Avera when he broke the Luchos. Grad Lefider Amban, it's very, very gishmak, the smichas of the Gemara. That's why the Gemara is bringing this drasha over here, because being that we just said shivei luchos amunachos with the luchos, and we learn now from there, halach in kibbut talmidei chachamim, so what do we learn now from there, nocha halacha, halacha that amol bitula izuhu kiyumay. Shenken, according to Rashi, just because we spoke about the Aron, we're mentioning other nekud, we spoke about shivei luchos, we're mentioning other nekud in shivei luchos. But the Fidr Ramban, it's mamish, we learn out Sveidinim from the Zelbedin. Because what do we learn out? We learn out that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Torah, and Hashem said Oysher, or put it together, as you see there was an Inyan. As number one, you learn out it's not an Isser, but more than that, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Pamim bitulai zehu yisoidai. Pamim, not only it's not an Issa, there's actually a Maila in Bittul Taira. As the Shaila is, what's this Maila in Bittul Taira? As Rashi says, that the Gemara is talking about, not Stam Bittul Taira, Chas V'Shalom. The Gemara is talking about Bittul Taira, Kisha Oisig B'mitzvah Shal Chesed, Kigoyin Hoitzoy Sameis, Bachnos is Kala. And the Pirish of Zeu Yisoidai, is noitos char ki ilu loimen and if the gezach, as a person goes to levaya and he takes off from limud, zishdavar, he took off from limud and he went to levaya, he's noitos char ki ilu he's loimen. He goes to levaya when he's not learning, it's not ki ilu loimen, but when he's learning he goes to levaya, it's ki ilu loimen. Hu adin achnas is kala. Kimuvan, it's kefi the amount of time you need to do the mitzvah, the other time that you're eating and chulei shmuzing, that doesn't go in. But you're doing the mitzvah of achnasis kala, that's ki'ilu loimet. Oh, it's a big chiddush, what's pshat? Harei Talmud Torah keneged kulam. What does it mean? When you're Isaac in chesed, when you took off from learning to do the chesed, it's ki'ilu you're learning. Asbira dava nira, the yisayda, the kadmoinim, that the Torah is nitin almanas lasa. It's like the Gemara in Yevam Estav Kufay, shemisha loy me Torah ve'ena mekayim lashana gemara, av Torah ein loy. It's nishnar a chesaron in kiyam mitzvahs. It's a chesaron in the gufa kiyam the gufa limud at Torah, because limud is almanas lasis. The limud sheloy almanas lasis felt in the Torah. The chefs of Torah is almanas lasis. Ki yadu ad shem Torah is meira la'adam haderech leilchu bay. Dahinu the mitzvahs. As eibazay ayide that which he's mekayim mitzvahs. That's gufa a kiyam in the limud. It makes that the limud that he's doing should have a kiyam, as it's misayeya to the limud. Umishum ze nechshev ki ilu loimed zeye gishmak. But frag the svasemes, where do you see this knech in the pasik? I mean, you just see that he didn't do an avera. As if Shalafi Rashi, you could say from the fact that the Lashon used Osher, the Lashon Yasher Koyach, it's Mashma just Stam, he didn't do an Isser, but he did more than that. Hamevin Yavin, Lechider Amban, is Doch Gogavaldik, because they put the Shivrei Luchos together with the Luchos. Why are you putting it together with the Luchos? The Luchos are more Kaddish. No Weiss the Chos, Pomim Shviras Aluchos, das is buying Luchos. If they put the Shivrei Luchos with the Luchos, Vaisachai's palm and Biddle Torah, Zui Kiyumat, Vaisai Mandrega. As the Gemara then continues, and the Gemara brings down the Sugya of Shikhas HaTorah, that the Gemara says that a person who Shaykhayach is Torah, he's over an Isser. As there's a famous tshuva, the Igris Maish in Yerideya Chelek Bey Simin Kuf Yud, that he wrote to people who were making a siyum and Daf Yomi. He was speaking about the chshivas of Daf Yomi, what the union of Daf Yomi is. And he says, because be'emes there's a chiyav ladas and lomayid kol ha'tayru akula. And one of the rayas that he brings is from our Gemara, because the Gemara says there's an iser to forget Taira. He says, Bishleim, if there's a chi of ladas kol ha'tayra kule, as then there's an issa if you forget one halacha. But if anyway you're not machuyev to know kol ha'tayra kule, as why you were over an issa if you shochach. The Maisa, in Taisus, in our sugya, l'chayra, there's a big diik, not like Reb Moshe. In Taisus Divya Mascha Lo Yehi Alecha Choyvan Tzadik Tes Amid Beis. The third pshat in Taisus in the Gemara is, what does it mean Lo Yehi Alecha Choyva Lo Moid Kol Atayra? Taisus says there's no chi of Lo Moid Kol Atayra. What do you do with the Rai of Reb Moshe? So why is there Issa of Shikhas Atayra? As you could learn by Finze Enochinami. If you never learned it, you're not over an Avera. But if you learned it and forgot it, Astas is showing a pki in the Torah. Everything you learn, you should try to remember. As Enochinami, there's no chiv to loimed kol ha'Torah kula, but whatever you learn, you should know. Chen is mashra from the marshal of a sipa drawer in the Sefer the Gemara, that the begam is you were given something to watch and you didn't watch it. The Yetzim Chiddush of Ramosha, that there's a Chiv to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, as is Yadua, the Shulchan Aruch, the Makor is from the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed, Vishinamdim, she Divrei Torah Mechudadim, as Ramosha learns, it means Divrei Torah Mechudadim Kol HaTorah Kula. Could say it means Kol HaTorah that a person's able to learn. That's where you could get out of the Gemara. Rebbe is supposed to learn, you should know. However, there is another shita that holds like Rav Moshe, there's a chiyuv on everyone to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, a famous Shulchan Aruch Arav in Hilchos Talmud Torah. He brings in the Mekubali Kadmoinim that a person is mechuyev to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. And if he doesn't learn it in Gilgal Zeh, as he's going to come back at another Gilgal to learn it. Because until you learn Kol HaTorah Kula, you have to come back in Gilgulim. It's a pachadigazach. Bleidach Gisid, at least there's a little bit of a kula, because maybe even the Friedrich Gilgo, you learned 90% of Torah already, so you only have 10% left. Yeah, of a person doesn't know. So, but from one of the Svarim Magdashim, how do you know what's the chedek of Torah that you will put down in the world to be misakin, what you have a cheshik to learn? When a person has a cheshik to learn, as he sees, that's his kilu, what he was put down to be misakin. That's why some people have a cheshik to learn kodshim. Some people have a cheshik to learn nashim nezikim. Some people have a cheshik to learn novi, v'chulei. Because whatever you're supposed to be misakin, yeah. But amevin yavin, it's a shein and a kuda, but you should try to learn whatever you could learn, even if you don't have a tam in kodshim. Oh, that's not my job. You should try to learn whatever you could learn. Just if you want to know what you will put lesak in, that's what they're saying. Yeah, but it's a davar mechudeshim, mekubalim. And that's a mitzvah of shikras ha-taira, as the Gemara makes two hadgashas. Number one, yo'ever belav. Number two, ein nishmasai mishtameres. The Gemara in the Hemshech is masber is that. That his nishmasa in itelis mimenu, like the Mishnah in Avos, Peri Gimel Mishnah Ches, that says that a person who forgets his learning is ki'ilu mischayev v'nafshoy. As kipshuta, it's mashma, there's mamashachiv misavidei shamayim. God of the Rav, in one shot over there, says that he's m'dayik the lashon ki'ilu mischayev v'nafshoy, and enish masoy mishtameres. That it means he loses his shmira. Torah shomer him from sakana. He loses his shmira. But not that it's a chiyuv misa. But pashas to the Gemara over here, from the mashal to sweep a drod, as mashma, it's a chiyuv misa mamish. As over here, you see the chomer of shikras Torah. People don't realize it's nish pashat. You just try to learn. About many people, they give up before they even get started. Yeah, especially when you learn daf yomi. You learn it so fast, you don't have time to chaser. Yeah. I mean, you see over here, it's nishpashit. It's very, very important to try to chaser over. You could say it's tokva lov mishnah, so he's not over in avera, because he has to learn. That's his seder, emes. But if we don't want anyone to have a chiyuv misa, but still, and what he's, if he's able to chaser, you see the chshivas of chazara, how important it is to try to remember. As what's the chomer shabai? As the, why is it so chomer to forget what you learn? As the Gemara says, a mashal of a melech shemasalai asipa drar lishmar. The melech gave you something to watch, and if you don't watch it, it's a chutzpah to the melech. God, the Maral says, why it's sipa drar? Because a sipa drar is hard to hold on to. It's talking at its sipa, not a nice trained zebra that doesn't run away. Zebra drar is a wild zebra that's used to running away. As everyone should know, Torah runs away. If you don't chazer it, you don't grab it, you're going to forget it. As that's our achrayis, to be mishtadal, to remember. Yeah. Befrat, just a little bit of aura, when people learn halacha, the ikkah of learning halacha is to remember. If you learn it once, it comes in, it goes out. Let's try to make efforts to have one seder at least, chutz and the daf yomi seder, but at least to try to have a seder in limud where you're remembering what you learned. Grada, the Shas illuminated, has a maila. The Rabbeinu Gershom over here says a chiddush. Rabbeinu Gershom says, what does it mean, talk for love, mishnah, so she'ene meivin? Because when a person remembers, when a person understands what he learns, he remembers better. It's about all the people here that are listening to Shas Illuminated, that they're trying to understand the Gemara. Shetegelecha, the more you understand, the more you remember, as you're being mekayim the mitzvah, zichron ha-Taira. And Baruch Echama, when you run through a sugi and you don't have avana, it's much, much, much easier to forget it. Many of the people who listen to Shas Illuminated, it's the second time, because the first time they already did the Pashut Pshat Gemara Rashi Taisis, as you also mekayim the Inyan of Chazara. So it's a greater Inyan to be, it's a mamatz. It's not easy to make extra time in the day for many people. But lemaisa, the extra time is Nocha Chazara, which helps the Zikaren. Nocha Avone, which helps the Zikaren. Yeah, and the more you zeicha the Torah, the more the Torah shines in a person and is mashpian the person, is meroimim the person, is megadol the person. Marin Sanhedrin Daf Sadik Tes says, Haloimid ve'eino choizer is daima lemisha zeireya ve'eino koitzer. You could tell us that the Torah is when it stays in you, when you remember it. This is the mile of chazara, of learning it more be'iyun. The Pasha, the Torah sticks into you more when you understand it better. It stays into you. It's mashpia on you more. Ichna Dvar Megim, the Ramchal in Derech Hashem, in other places, writes that Kefila, the Nefesh HaChaim, also writes this at the end of Shar Aleph, that when you learn Bi'iyun, the Torah makes a bigger Reishim on the person. Okay. Grace Indian, the Indian of Zichron HaTorah. You shouldn't give up. It's possible to remember. Kimuvan, to have a memory like Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Torah, you have to be a masmith like Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Loizu is the level of Zichron HaTorah that we're talking about. You don't have to have instant recall that you could count every letter in the Torah, and that's only that's memory. People make a big mistake. Memory is also, it's there. Afgamina, next time you come, you sit the sugya, it comes back to you. That's also a level of memory. It means it's not misulik lagamri. It's not like the next time you come and learn the Gemara, you're going to feel you're doing it for the first time. No, it comes back. There's levels of memory. Every effort you put in, it helps the memory much, much more. In the Mukubalim, the Ard Torah, which is written by Rabbi Yitzhak Isaac Chover, and the Karen Oyer in his Agdama, the Masber, the Indian of Shiklas HaTorah, why it's a pgam in the Neshama in a more omuk b'ga'ofen. They say that Be'etzem, the Neshama of a person, is the Torah that he learns. The Torah is the Neshama of the person. As a Mela, if it's missing a chelik of the Torah because he forgot it, it's cholik me'etzem nishmasoy. Very tiferet. So what do we have to do? What could we do to make that we shouldn't forget the Torah? As the Gemara says that you only loiver the Isser if you mesira mi libay. If it's takva la mishnasai, not. Because what's the Isser of being mesa mi libay? How do you take the Torah out of your heart and forget it? As the Rebbeinu Yoin in the Mishnah, Novus in Perek Gimel, his Mazber, Mesira Meleboi, Min Shaloi Chazer Aleihem. And Zog the Rebbeinu Yoin is a Pshia, as everyone knows that human beings, Shikha is Mitsuya. As if you don't Chazer it, it's a Pshia. Bechein Kosov Amachzer Vitri. As they learn, Mesira Melev means you don't Chazer. The Miri and the Rebbeinu Bechai in the Mishnah, Novus Perek Gimel, they learn a different pshat. They learn it means when you're Isaac in Inyani Acherim and you're not Kavua in your Torah, you take big Efsekim and you're Mevatel from Torah. Nikimuvan, what you're Isaac in Parnosa and that you have a heter to do, what you need to rest, as a vada, that is not a, it doesn't make you forget Torah. But they mean when you have the other Asakim, as that's what's Goyrim. The Hefsek. And the Miri Mamish is Madgeshit Lahedya. When the Miri says that, he means that Avada, what you need, Litzayrich, the Parnasa, and what you need for your Mishpacha, what you need to sleep, to rest, Avada, that doesn't make you forget Torah. It's the other Asakim that make a person to forget Torah, what you watch. what you, the shtusim that people are involved in, that fanem so much in a person's life. And it's very meduyik that way in the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah also. He brings this down in Perik Aleph, Ayilocho Yud, in an interesting place. He says, Chayiv Adam Lomad Ad Yoy Moisai. A person shouldn't say, okay, he learned a lot of Torah, now he's old, he could retire, just like you retire from your job, as I'll be retired from Kollel, I'll be retired from Daf Yemi, I'll be retired from my Limud HaTorah too. No. She calls man Shaloi Oisik Betaira Sheikheyach. And the Rambam brings Agamara. I stayed in the Rambam that it means that you're Pirish from Taira. You're not Oisik in Taira. That's what causes a person to forget. The Chavetz Chaim is Medayik from the Smag, and Mitzvahs Loisese Yud Gimel, and Chain Kosev the Urayim. In mitzvahs esei chof ches the smach in mitzvahs tezvov, that it's a yidei that you poirish from the Torah, as a mela you forget the Torah. That's kilu like the lashon of the medrash. It's nichnas liliboy dover echad shel batala yatzak kenegdoi dover echad shel Torah. As that's what's goyim shikha. If you want to know what's the difference in the Friedeke Balabatim and Heindeke Balabatim? And Moshe used to say the Balabatim in Luban, Moshe Feinstein, the Balabatim in Luban knew the Torah better than Yeshiva Bachram Bizman Hazeh. They mamish knew it stark. They had yediyas. You speak to the old Yeshiva Bachram that learned in the good yeshivas, they mamish knew shas. They knew what they learned. Mashen came Bizman Hazeh. Is a devout that they're learning more hours of Seder, not Muchach. But the shtuyos that people are Isaac in. We live in a society which is mamsitos, kol kacha be shtuyos to be Isaac in. Kol kacha be in yonim to see what's going on in the world. Dvarim betalim. Yeah. It used to be in the old days, you worked, you learned. You worked, you learned. You went home, you spent time with your family, you went to sleep. You didn't have the world on the palm of your hand, yeah, on your iPhone. Now, in the iPhone alone, it brings kol kach, harbe and yonim into your life. The newspapers, the magazines, the asakim of sports and other things that people make an asik out of. Yeah, all the different asakim of life, kiyadua. As a person pays a price, it's mefana liboy lebatala. Yeah, kimuvan, a person needs a certain amount. He has to relax. He has to kimuvan. We're not saying every person avada kolzes nichnas into tzarchei achayim, but when people make it a habit, yeah, titein the dogma. You know, there's that one show that they have to watch when they come home. As soon as they get home from work, they have to watch for an hour and a half. The game that they have to watch for 2.5 hours. Yeah, they don't need that in their lives. V'chule. Those kind of inyanim, nasokim, when Olam Hazeh is an asik. Oh. As that's goyrim shikha satayra. As it used to be, the life was Torah, Torah's Kiyem Chayenu, V'ayrech Yameinu, Bein B'bnei Yeshiva, Bein B'balabatim. And that's what keeps the Yediyas HaTorah. And the more we keep the Yediyas HaTorah, the more we're Dovak B'Torah, the more the Torah is Mashpi on us, it is Ma'ala us, and Meraimim us. Yes, it's a grace of Makom to be Mizboinin, be Mis'ala, together, how we could be more dovek b'Torah and leave the shtusim and the narishkeit behind, and try as much as we can to ligin Torah kiroi. The shaila is how much zman do you need to be mafsik? As the smach is mefurish kol pam shesach sichus chulin, it's a gevaldik chiddush. Chavetz Chaim is medayikid. In Hilchus, in the Akdama to Hilchus Chavetz Chaim. But in the Rambam is Meduyik differently. The Chavetz Chaim in Chelek Beis, Perik Choftes, is Medayik the Rambam. It means that you perish for a tkufa. An old man, he wants to take a prisha for a tkufa. Rather, the Chofetz Chaim learns it's one day. Wow. That's Pshat in the Rambam. He's Medayik the Pasik of Yumei. Of Lepachas Lefi the Chofetz Chaim. Gives us a gewisser kivun. If you say 1 second at Dvar Metelem, it's very scary. If you go with what the Chofetz Chaim is Medayik and learns in the Rambam, it makes it much, much easier. There shouldn't be a day without Torah in our lives. Every day we should have Torah, and then we don't forget the Torah. Yeah. Vinishvi, Zichur Ninyan, as much Shaychus as we have to the Torah, das is das. Oh. And it's a gewaldige Isairis, even for a person who works. What you're working doesn't take away from your Torah. It's not going to make you forget. It's a mitzvah. Even though we saw the Rashi in Brachos that says that the Tirda B'Parnasa could be Sheikheach, also it means not being Isaac B'Parnasa. Being Isaac B'Parnasa doesn't make you Sheikheach. If it becomes the Isaac, then it's Mamish Kihem Chayenu Ve'Arich Yameinu, meaning you live it, wherever you go, you're thinking about it. Where every spare second you have, the Mamish takes over your life. Oh, then it's Goyim Shikha. But if it's your job, but who are you? What are you? You're connected to the Torah. As thus is an andra nakuda. Yeah. See over from that the Nadiv of Yeshiva Smir, Shalom Rechnet, said over that the Rosh Yeshiva told him when he left the Yeshiva that one thing, even when you're leaving yeshiva, know you're always a ben Torah. You always have shaychus to Torah. And he said that's what kept him, his shaychus, his kvivus to Torah. Such powerful words that Rav Nosson Tzvi gave to him, that will ma'iru him to become what he became. Bamis, it could be ma'iru all of us. That kilu, keep that shaychus to Torah. Keep that shaychus to... you're always a ben Torah. That's the ikur in a person. Keeps that vacus and tire strong. As the Mishnah in the Hemshech of the Yomid, the Mishnah says that there were 4 Kayhanim that came in to do the Sidur Lechem Haponim. There were 2 Kayhanim that brought in the Bezichin, and 2 Kohanim that were Mesada the Lechem. As the Mikdash David in Simen Chav Beis, Ois Beis, says, a Geshmak of Pshat, why you needed 2 Kohanim? Why did you need 2 Kohanim for the Bezichim? Take one in the right, one coin can bring it, one in his right hand, one in his left hand. It's like that, because it's an Avoida. An Avoida you need Yemin. As in Bailey, you had to have one coin do one Bezichim, one coin do the other Bezichim. Why do you have to have 2 kohanim carrying the lechem? As he explains, al pi gemara and bam mitzia daf peyam mitbeis, that mass of adam echad is shloishem kav, which is the shteim esrei chalas, way more than that. As it wasn't possible for one person to bring in all 12 of them, as therefore you needed 2. The Mishnah says that the nichnasim to do the Sidur, they were aimed in Bitzafen. As why were they aimed in Bitzafen? Rashi is Masbir, because the Kedusha Safen is Yoyser Chomer. You see, Gavaldi Gechidish in Rashi, Kedusha Sad Safen is Yoyser Chomer. The Tosis Yandiv says the Makar of Rashi is what you find Shritas Kotche Kotchim is Bitzafen. Yedia Bidas Rashi. As the Mishnah says, that in Chal Shabbos, B'yoyim HaKippurim, Ochlu HaLechem Be'erev. As the Tosis Yondiv in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, brings a raya from our Mishnah that you didn't have to eat the Lechem Panim only on Shabbos. You could eat it even during the week, even the night afterwards. And he has a kasha on the Rambam in Pirsha Mishnayis over there. That's Medayik, a posik in the Torah that you eat it on Shabbos. In our Mishnah, you see, you don't eat it on Shabbos. You could eat it on Matzi Shabbos. As the Minchas Avram wants to learn, that the Rambam just means that there's a mitzvah lechatchila. You're mekayim a mitzvah, not just lechatchila, the mitzvah of Achilas lechem aponim is on Shabbos, but avad aluya, you didn't eat it on Shabbos. You makayim a mitzvah if you eat it on Matzi Shabbos too. The regular mitzvah of achilas kochim, achilas mincha. As over here, where you weren't able to eat it on Shabbos because it was Yom Kippur, as lepachas you makayim the mitzvah of achilas kochim. Grade, how long could you eat it? As the Taisis Yontiv learns only that night. Grade, the Rabbeinu Geshem and Mila Daftes learns it's Nechol Kol HaShvua. Oh. The Gemara says the Bavliim on Yom Kippur, when it came to the Karbonis that they had to eat and they couldn't eat on Yom Kippur, as when Shabbos was on Matzi Yom Kippur, they were Echol the Basar Chai on Matzi Yom Kippur. As the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Dalet and the Beis Halevi in Chelek Gimel Simen Nun Aleph, they bring a raya from this mitzvah klapi the din of Achilas Kodshim. That there's a Mishnah Lamelech in Yisaydei Atayra Perikei. He brings a Gemara in Pesachim. Ha'yisurim, if you eat it shaloi kederech, you're not yoytze the mitzvah. You're not yoytze the mitzvah. And zog the Mishnah Lamelech, just like by Yisurim. If you do it shaloi kederech, you're not over the Isser. That's a Mefurish Gemara. He says, who adin by mitzvahs? In both places it says achila, and achila means kedarkoi. The Shar HaMelech over there agrees to the Lechem Mishnah that it's a din in mitzvahs also. As they both ask the Minchas Chinuch and the Beis HaLevi, as how come over here you yoytze if you oichol chai, raw meat, Re'ena derech le'echol basar chai. As the Beis HaLevi is miyashiv with his famous chiddush that achilas kodshim is different than other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs is a din in the gavra. As when the mitzvah is a din in the gavra, if he eats a shaloi kederech, the gavra wasn't yoytze. But the mitzvah of achilas kodshim is mitzad chefsa. The chefsa has to be eaten. As then it doesn't make a difference how the gavra eats it. In the Divri Yecheskel in Simen Tes Vav Ois Yud Dalet, he wants to be matcha the raya with a charifus that he buys in a Taisis on Daf Kuf. In Taisis on Daf Kuf, Divri Amaschol Sesoinin, Taisis says that Avagav, that they did a mitzvah when they ate it on Matzi Shabbos, Shelo Yovali Dei Naiser. Why does Taisis say the mitzvah Shelo Yovali Dei Naiser? BMS, if you look at Taisa Nadarim Dalet Amid Beis, Taisa says there's two mitzvahs. Taisa says there's a mitzvah, I'm sorry, Vachlo, I saw Masher Chupa Bam. The Rosh over there says there's also Shalai Yavli Dei Noisa. As why did Taisa over here say the mitzvah is Shalai Yavli Dei Noisa? As Dr. Divri Yecheskel Hagufa, because Taisa was bothered with the Shail of the Achrainim that it's Shalai Kedarkoi. As how could you say you yate to the mitzvah, Vachlo, I saw Masher Chupa Bam? So Taisis, it's the Nacha Mitzvah, Shalai Yavli Dei Noiser. Oh, as that mitzvah, the Pachas Yoytze, because that is not a mitzvah Sachila, it's just Kedeh that should be Lo Yavli Dei Noiser. Yeah. Das is Gog Yishmak, Gozis. It's a little bit of a aura, Taisis says, over there in that Taisis that he quotes, that they will margle themselves to do this, and they did it even when it wasn't Matzi Yom Kippur. And Chazal will magana this because it's Mechsi Kerav Senusa. Feel the way the Divri Yecheskel is learning Taisis, it's not just the problem of Mechsi Kerav Senusa. If they're going to do this the rest of the week, as they're going to be Mavatal, the mitzvah of of Ochlo Yisam Asher Chupa Bem, as Chazal shouldn't let them to be Mavatal, the mitzvah, they have Shalidcho Yisam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.